SRN News, I'm John Scott. The latest government report on consumer spending shows inflation continued but decelerated from January to February. Jennifer King reports.
Prices are still up 2.5% from February 1 year ago, but the monthly pace of inflation dropped to 0.3%. That's a sliver less than the previous month. Consumer purchases surged 0.8% last month, up from a 0.2% gain in January. Energy prices jumped, but inflation stayed low on services like hotel rooms, restaurant meals, healthcare, and concert tickets. The increase in core prices, which excludes food and energy, fell to 2.8%, the lowest in 3 years. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the largest crane on the eastern seaboard has arrived by barge so crews can begin removing the wreckage from that deadly Baltimore bridge collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the large crane can lift up to 1,000 tons. It will be used to clear the channel in order to resume the search for 4 workers who remain missing and also reopen the key shipping route. What started out as an argument over a parking place in Detroit quickly became violent.
It started with an argument over a parking space outside a blues club, say police in Detroit. Then somebody pulled a gun and started shooting. By the time it was over, 5 people had been wounded. Apparently only one of them involved in the argument, say police. The others were bystanders. All 5 were hospitalized in stable condition. The gunman drove off. No immediate arrests. Assistant Police Chief Charles Fitzgerald said 5 people get shot over a parking spot is just silly to me. He called the shooter a coward. I'm Rita Foley.
Wall Street closed today in observance of Good Friday and will reopen Monday morning. This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Lawmakers have passed a measure that bars the state from discriminating against adoption agencies or parents on the basis of religion. The Supreme Court has established that such discrimination is unconstitutional, and some states are acting to codify that decision in law. Greg Schaffen of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "We applaud Idaho for prioritizing the well-being of kids." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As black clergymen prepare for Easter, they hope to welcome more people to church than since the COVID-19 pandemic began 4 years ago. Predominantly African-American churches are still feeling the pandemic's impact on attendance, even as they have rolled out robust online worship options to reach people. Black Protestants' monthly church attendance declined 15% from 2019 to 2023, a larger drop than any other major religious group. This is SRN News. Haiti now needs between 4,000 and 5,000 international police to help tackle catastrophic gang violence, which is targeting key individuals and hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions. UN rights expert William O'Neill says police are needed to help the Haitian National Police regain control of security. They want to save cats in Puerto Rico.
A nonprofit organization has sued the U.S. National Park Service over a plan to remove Puerto Rico's famous stray cats from a historic district in the U.S. territory. The lawsuit filed by Maryland-based Alley Cat Allies comes 4 months after the federal agency announced it would contract an animal welfare organization to remove an estimated 200 cats that live in an area surrounding a historic seaside fortress in Old San Juan. The organization announced the lawsuit on Thursday. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.